This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Another court ruling last week in the case of five Cincinnati council members illegally texting amongst themselves. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the judge in the case, Robert Ruhlman, found last week there was no evidence Councilmember Wendell Young was in contempt of court by deleting text messages. Does that close the case?
Well, it closes part of the case, I guess, in terms of, all of the five council members have basically said, yes, we did violate the open meetings law by having these ongoing conversations by text, not in person, and they constitute a majority of council, which is like an illegal meeting of city council. So that part, and the city had to pay about $105,000 over this finding. That part of it's done. And the judge wanted to check on Wendell Young because Wendell Young had deleted a lot of the texts that were on his phone. And the judge decided there was no evidence that he had done this before Judge Ruhlman had told the council members to keep them and turn them over to the courts.
So what was the nature of the text?
Juvenile. it was a lot of backbiting and insults being thrown around at different people, including the mayor. And a lot of the conversations, the ones that were that the plaintiffs were keying on, were conversations about former city manager Harry Black. This was at a time when John Cranley was trying to get rid of Black. And these five council members opposed Cranley, and they were talking about ways and which they might be able to save the guy's job. Ultimately, that did not happen, but they were very, if you sat there and read them, you just had to shake your head that grown-up people would be doing this kind of thing.
Christopher Smitherman released an audio tape of his wife, Pamela, who died of cancer earlier this year, accusing P.G. Sittenfeld of mocking her cancer in the text. Has there ever been anything come out to say that there's truth to that?
No. P.G. Sittenfeld did not, in any of these texts, mock Pamela Smitherman's cancer. I couldn't imagine that, he would do that or anybody else would do that. And what he did do was he talked about Smitherman himself and basically accused Smitherman of using his wife's illness for political purposes. But he never mocked her cancer. I mean, that would be way over the line.
So if these two are running against each other in 2021 for mayor, how do you think it'll impact that race?
Well, it's certainly going to come up again. If Smitherman's running, he's going to run on the fact that Sittenfeld was one of these five council members who had to admit he had broken the law in Ohio, the open meetings law. It's not going to look very good for Smitherman either after the release of this audio tape of his wife, because a lot of people had a very bad reaction to that. Just thought that that was not in good taste, or it just wasn't proper. So, it's going to be a real dogfight, and I think it's going to bring other candidates out of the woodwork, to tell you the truth. And you're going to end up with more candidates in a mayoral primary than the two of them.
And just very briefly, we should mention it's Election Day in Ohio tomorrow?
Yes.
Not much?
No, not much. I mean, most people in most places, political subdivisions, they have nothing to vote on, most places. But there are a lot of cities and towns and townships that have, and school districts that have some levies. And there's only one contested primary that I can find is for candidates, one in Sharonville.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU senior political analyst. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.